Prayer 31, Day 29. Our great God and Savior, we worship you today. Father, thank you for allowing us to awaken this morning. We approach you, love you first, and give you our day. You are so worthy of praise. Inhabit our praise today, Father, and fill us with your Holy Spirit. Speak to us today, Lord, and show us your way. We are your children and the sheep of your pasture. Lead us today, Lord. We are the remnant that believe in you and follow hard after you. Lord, our nation needs your guidance and direction. Give leaders of this nation the wisdom to make decisions that will honor you. We pray fervently for peace, both here and abroad. Let us live with reverence for you and with peace in our hearts for our fellow man. May we always remember that you are our God and our Savior. Your word says physical training is good, but training for godliness is much better, promising benefits in this life and in the life to come. This saying is trustworthy and deserves full acceptance. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. We pray for Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands today. Father, bless these areas and sweep over these lands with revival. Today, we pray for those who work in secular job environments. Guard their ears from the profanities, their hearts from toxic attitudes, their bodies from hurt or sickness, their minds from carnal faults as they strive to live for you and strive to shine for you in a dark place. May they wear the full armor of God and be fully prepared in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that your word says that every member of Christ's body is equally important. So we thank you for those who clean the church, cut the lawn, decorate for events, fill the pews with envelopes, provide coffee in the foyer, pick out sheet music, lock the doors, repair plumbing for the baptistry, maintain AC heating units, change light bulbs, and help maintain all the maintenance needs in our church. All the behind-the-scenes jobs your people do to help Grace Family Fellowship to be a church that aims to please you with excellence. Bless them and reward them, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.